a, you mentioned you had a cow. Now, what's the male called?
A bull.
Yeah. Now, do you remember ever there ever being a time when they didn't want to use that word around around?
Yeah, they called him a female.
The male?
Yeah. They call him a male and female.
And if a cow is going to have a... you'd say the cow is going to...
Have a calf.
Yeah.
Buy a baby.
Okay. And then the animal, the riding animals. Now you said you had mules.
Yeah, we off-road them things in English. Huh?
Okay. Now if you had mules, would you, if you had, you're working with two of them, you call that a...
Pie.
All right. And then would that be the same thing as a team?
Yeah, that'd be the same thing as a team, but they always just call them a pie mule.
Okay. And then the other animal that they had, other than mules...
That was an ox, what they call a steer.
Did they have those, when, you remember those?
Yeah, I've seen them once. I can't remember.
Was that in Rankin?
Yeah, down in Rankin, down there. I've seen them
walking. How long ago was that, would you say, that they had... They still have oxen there.
I was just a little bit saying, I'm only 2 or 3 years old, and I'm 43 years old. It's been about 40 years ago.
40 years ago, yeah. In the early 30s then.
Yeah.
And then the other kind of animal, riding animal, is a...
Horse.
And so, did they have many of those around?
Yeah, I've got three, yeah, I've got a boy around.
Three what?
Riding horses.
What kind are they?
Let's see, the one of them, the three of them up there, I'll tell you what breed they are. They're one of them, if I can think of them. Man, it's just one of these regular riding horse. Yeah, racking horse. Hers is a racking horse. And Griffin's is a hype and hype something. I can't tell.
What's a racking horse? That's
one of them I can get up and go with.
I see, that's a fast moving one. I see. And that's what the word means.
Yeah, Rankin. That's what they call Rankin.
Now, that Rankin has nothing to do with that community, does it? I mean,
that's the name of it.
That's just the name of the horse. Yeah. I see. Okay. Now, what about the female horse? It's called a...
Fed.
Well, that's the male. Let's see.
Female. She's called Ma.
Yeah.
A Ma.
And the horse, they have these about the bottom of the horseshoes.
That's the bridle line.
And the bottom of the feet, right? That's
shoes, horseshoes.
Yeah, they're nailed to the horses.
Foot.
Or hooks.
Hooks.
And he has four hooks.
Yeah.
Four.
Hooks.
Yeah. And then if a child's in bed, and a small child imagines it's bed, the chairs around the bed, and you're afraid the child is going to
fall out.
Yeah. And then did you have any sheep around here? Did you ever raise sheep?
No, we never did raise none, but I've seen many of them. Bob Hickey down here on the Hickey place, right down here on the Hickey Curve, that big curve off where you come through with the
flowers.
He's got a field full of them. He lives out there on Corson Springs in Reedtown. You got Reedtown.
Yeah.
You talk about the Reedtown community. Well, now he lives all up in the Corson Springs section, Bob Hickey does.
Yeah.
Now, he could tell you all about sheep and everything.
What do you call the male?
I don't know now what they are called.
Well, what the stuff in the sheep's back is called.
Wool.
And you don't know what the male or female is called.
No.
How about these animals that you get pork from? Now, you're more familiar with them.
Hogs.
Yeah. And when they're very small, what do you call them?
A pig.
And then how big are they?
Oh, you raise them to weigh 500 to 600 pounds.
Yeah, but when they're about 50 to 60 pounds, then you call them
shows.
And then when they're full grown, you call them
hogs, raising back them.
What do you call the male hog?
A boar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then a hog that has been fixed, you call that a
fixed.